Perek Sheni begins where Perek Rishon began, with the union of B'fanei Nechtam and B'fanei Nechtam. We all certainly know that there's a Machlekes Rabba and Rava, if B'fanei Nechtam is for Lishma, which is Rabba Shita, or if it's for Kiyum, which at the end Rabba is Moedet to Rava, everyone holds that you need it for Kiyum. I also want to remind you, we had a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, the first day of Shir, I think, in Kavanas Rabba. Is Rabba really Chayshish that it was written Shalai Lishma? Or is Rabba saying that we're not afraid it was written Shalai Lishma? We're just afraid that the Baal will be Ma'arer and he'll say it was written Shalai Lishma. So this was a machlokes that we had on the top of Beis on the Beis, which we spoke out right away in the Mishnah. Rashi holds that according to Rabba, would the emes afraid it was written Shalai Lishma? We really are. And therefore we need B'farei Nechta, because of Chutz La'aretz, we don't trust them to write things Lishma. Tosfos held that we're not afraid the emes was written Shalai Lishma. However, we're afraid that the Baal will be Ma'arer later. The Baal will come with an error, and he'll make pikpukim on the get. So to protect a woman, we said that the age should say B'fanei Nechtam, it was written Lishma, and that is going to protect the woman. That was Tosfos Shita, that we're not the emes afraid for Shalai Lishma, it's only a error haba. In Rava, who was afraid of Kiyum, there was no Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Everybody agreed, the Kavanas Rava, that the Cheshash is a Cheshash of Irur HaBaal, because the Shtar is Kemisha Nechkaroi Dusa Bebezdin. Shtar is the Cheskes Kashus. In Rava, everyone agrees, Rashi and Tosfos, that it's out a Cheshash of Irur HaBaal. In Rava, we had this Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi said, but the emes chayshish, and Tosfos said not, and that was a machlekes we had on the beginning in Beis and Beis. I think then we spoke out to Rav Nosson Adler, held that Rashi's moida maskana to Tosfos once Rava's moida to Rava, right? And Rashi's moida to Tosfos, but that's not the pashtus. The pashtus there was that it's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, this Mishnah says, and maybe get him dinah seyam. V'amar b'fanei nechtav, avaloi b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, avaloi b'fanei nechtav. It's possible. L'chayra, that's saying the same thing as the previous mission. It adds b'fanei nechtav kulay, b'fanei nechtav chetziyai, b'fanei nechtav chetziyai, b'fanei nechtav kulay. Possible. That's a new case. But the beginning seems to be repeating what we had in the first Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush is, that's the first piece of Gemara, that the Chiddush is that it's possible, that even b'di'evad we pass. Well, we need to be Mevarer, and it's funny because we're learning B'fanei Nechtam already half a year. We need to be Mevarer, what does the word possible mean? B'fanei Nechtam, if you don't say it, it's possible. What does possible mean? There are three possible nidayim. One is she allowed to get married? And that for sure, she's not allowed to get married. Second shaila is, if she gets married, teitzei or loy teitzei. If she got married with such a get, where they didn't say b'fanei nechta. Number three, if they have children, are the children mamzerim or not? Those intim salimer, she has to go out. If she gets married, are the children mamzerim? So number three we had already. We had that it's a machlokes Remeir and the Chachamim, the Pasuk and the Chachamim. The children are not mamzerim. That we know. Posel doesn't mean that the get is so posel that the children are mamzerim. No. Posel doesn't posel children. Is she allowed to get married l'chatchila, number one? So certainly not. Posel has to mean she can't get married l'chatchila. The only question that we can be down on today is the middle shaila. In this is teitzei or loy teitzei. What should be the din does pasul mean that even if she got married, she has to leave her husband? Or does it mean that she can't get married lechatchila, but once she got married, she could stay in? And that's our shad. So to be done on that, we have to go back to the Gemara on Daf Hey. On Daf Hey, first of all, we had this concept of la'achar shalomdu, that after there was a period of time, la'achar shalomdu, when people started to be experts in Lishma, and nevertheless, there was a gezeira shemayazadava l'kukulai, and you still have to say the funny nechtam and funny nechtam, either la'achar shalomdu. Then, the Gemara had a line on the top of Hayam and Beis. And the Gemara there said, it said as far, that if a woman gets married, loitaitzei, why? Because, tamamai, what's this, what are we talking about here? What are we afraid? Maybe the husband will be ma'ar, and he'll ruin the get. Hashtag. Ba'al loika ma'ar. Right now, the husband didn't say anything. Anan yekam in ar. We're going to say she has to leave her husband? The whole gezeira was because we're afraid that she'll leave her, that the husband will make an error. So if the husband makes an error, we'll be worried about it. Because man, the husband didn't make an error, so the Gemara, loisei, she shouldn't go out. So it's a beferish Gemara that once she gets married, it's a svara that this is loisei, that once she gets married, she doesn't go out. However, Rashi said that Gemara is talking la'acha shalomdu. Gemara is going on bizman hazeh. La'acha shalomdu. After the Batei Dinim became experts in Lishma. And the Sofrim became experts in Lishma. La'acha shalomdu. La'acha shalomdu. Alright, now it's Gzeri Shamiyah. Yaza Davalach Kukulay. So we say, Zot Rashi, then this is Loisaitzeh. Tosfos, in the top Tosfos on Hayam and Beis, said that it's talking Kaidim Shalomdu. It's talking even Bizman HaMishnah. Tosfos says that Kaidim Shalomdu, even the Nisus Loisaitse. Tosfos said clearly that even Kaidim Shalomdu, Nisus Loisaitse. Which means that Tosfos is going to learn Pshat and Pasul and our Mishnah. What does Pasul mean? Our Mishnah's Pasul is only Lechatchila. That she can't, lechatchila, she can't go and get married. But once she already got married, loisaitzeh, Tosfos says it very clearly, the top Tosfos on Hayam and Beis, that even kaidim shalomdu, which is the zman ha-mishnah, and this is loisaitzeh. What? Okay, 1 second, because. But Rashi said that the Gemara is talking la'acha shalomdu. It's mashma, it's not 100% clear, but it's mashma from Rashi, that kaidim shalomdu, we wouldn't say this. Kaidim shalomdu, what would be in this is teitze. La'acha shalomdu, and now it's only out to gezeira, shemiyaz, that will go kulai, loisei. Oh, very good, that's what I want to say. So it seems that the question of what's taich posel in this Mishnah, I had a mind to look in the Mishnayos. I didn't look. What does the word posel mean? Posel means it's posel and. So, Tosfos holds posel means it's posel and you're not allowed to get married lechatchila. But b'di'evet, and this is loisaitzeh. Rashi will learn posel means posel and teitzeh. Pashtus of Rashi. The apostle, and in the time of the Mishnah, which is Kaidim Shalomdu, even in this is Taitse. Mamzer, she's not a Mamzer. The child of that children, the children are not Mamzerim. But in this is Taitse. That's the Pashtus, the Machlaikis here, Rashi and Taitse. So it's Yitachin, that they're arguing Lishitasam from the Machlaikis of Beis and Beis. Why? What's the Gemara's svara? The Gemara is a svara. The Gemara says, why in this is like say? The Gemara is a svar. Gemara says, hashta. The Baal, we're worried the husband will make an error. If the husband didn't make an error, why should we? That's the Gemara svar. The husband didn't make an error, why should Bezdin make an error? The whole thing is because we're afraid the husband. The husband is quiet, let Bezdin be quiet. That svara, is that svara applied to Kaidim Shalamdu also? Does that svara apply to the Mishnah Daf Beis? If the husband didn't make an error, why should we? Does it apply on the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph? What do you say? On Beis Amud Aleph, when the Mishnah learned the Yaseh B'Fanei Nechta, and Rabbi said it's Alph L'Shma, could we say, look, we're afraid the husband will make an error. If the husband didn't make an error, why should we? That's Gufa, the Machloikas Rashi Taisis on Daf Beis. Right, Taisis learned that the Mishnah there passes Lishma because we're afraid the husband will be Ma'ar. So Taisis, the Shitasai, Taisis says the whole problem of B'fanei Nechta from the very beginning is all just a problem of what? Of the husband making an error. That's what Taisis learned on that base. The whole problem is an error of the husband. If the whole problem is an error of the husband, it's a svar. The husband was a Ma'ar, why should we? But Rashi held that we're really afraid it wasn't written in Shema. Rashi on Beis Amid Beis said that we're afraid the emes it wasn't written in Shema, not because of Ira Abal. I'm not afraid because of Ira Abal. I'm afraid because the emes it wasn't written in Shema. If you're afraid that the emes it wasn't written in Shema, then you can't say Hashda lo yasi bal ma'ar anon nekum ma'ar. What do you mean? Has nothing to do with Ira Baal. Rashi Shita on Daf Beis was that we're not afraid of the husband's error, we're afraid that the emissa was written Shalai Lishma. So like Rashi, that we're afraid that it was the emiss written Shalai Lishma. So Nisis, Rashi Lishitasi Hod, and Nisis Taitse. We're afraid it wasn't written Lishma, Kaidim Shalamdu, the time of the Mishnah. Acha Shalamdu is different, it's Ira Baal, and then it changes. But Taisis Lishitasai, Taisis held on that base that Shalai Lishma were only afraid of Ira Baal. So if we're only afraid of Ira Baal, then the Gemara Svara applies. Hashta Baaloi Kamar, why should we be Mar? So this Machlaikis Rashi Taisis and Taich Posel is a Machlaikis Lishitasam on that base. Kolech Lishitasai. Taisis holds that we're not afraid it wasn't written Lishma, we're only afraid of Ira Baal. So Taisis holds only afraid of Ira Baal. So there's a svar if the Baal's not Ma'ar, why should we? Hashem came, Lay Rashi, that we're afraid it's the emes written Shalai Lishma. Rashi, it's a problem. Now, David, you pointed out, this is all Lay Rabba. Right? That this is all, that Gemara is all Lay Rabba. It's all like Rava. Like Rava, after Chashar Zeyuf. Like Rava, the Chashar Zeyuf, we said, there's no Machlekes Rashi test. Chashar Zeyuf, everyone holds that Stam Shtar is the Cheskes Kashrus. Eidim Achsumen HaShtar can be Shnech Kureidus and Bebez. No Shaila. The only Shaila is about a Stam Shtar is that we're afraid for Ira Baal. Right, we said Rashi Taisus both agree that we're afraid for Rabba like Rava. So there, the Svara should be of we're afraid for Irabal. The Svara Hashtabal like Kamar, not make Kamar, should apply side like Rashi and side like Taisus. And then Posel should be in this is Lo Seitze. So what we're saying is this: we have a Claire. What's Taich Posel? Does Posel mean Posel? And if she gets married, she's got to leave her husband. A new husband. What does Pasul mean? Pasul, and but if she gets married, she could stay. So the answer basically is, if you hold the Pasul is because the Baal is Ma'arer, if the B'fanei Nechta is because we're afraid the Baal will be Ma'arer, then if she gets married, Lo Seitze. Because if the Baal is not Ma'arer, why should we? If you hold the Pasul as a Pasul Be'etzem, that would attack a chayshish for something wrong with the get, like Shalai Lishma, Then, and this is Taisa. So it works out that according to Rava, that it's after Rabal, everybody will hold. In this is Loisetz. But the only time we'll say in this is Taisa is like Rashi according to Rava. Rashi according to Rava said that the psul that would be'emis chayshish for shalai lishma. If you be'emis chayshish shalai lishma, in this is Taisa, then Takish you should have to go out. So this is the way it works out according to these sheet. This Rav Nachum on Daf Heyam and Beis, I think it's Ois Kuf Chavav, works out what I told you today. Maybe it's Kuf Chavay. Works out exactly this cheshbon that I told you for taich of the word pasul. What does pasul mean? And he makes this whole cheshbon. Bizman Azeh La'ach Hashalom Du. Is today still Lach HaShalom Du? Not sure. Time of the Mishnah was Kaidim Shalom Du. Time of the Amayroim, it became Lach HaShalom Du. Today, what? The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah is Kaidim Shalom Du. And the Mishnah is afterwards Lach HaShalom Du. His man says that Lach HaShalom Du or Kaidim Shalom Du. What? Today, that they don't know. Those who do get to know. Rashi said that Shashi is you find in the garbage can.
That's not the dying.
So Rashi. So we touch Rashi. We need everybody should be keen on Lishma. So, I don't know. Today, most people don't know getting after real Lishma. What? Before.
That's
good for Sechsach. Alright, so after we pass, can we have to look at Shulchan Aruch? Yes, put down. What? Could be, who do we bring that from? The Ramah said that Bizman Azeh is going to claim Shalom Du again. Okay. Bizman Azeh too? Okay.
The whole concept of Amsa Kedain is that we're assuming that the stars were the Yehid were written by the cipher, and therefore we could assume that. But nowadays, where you have so many people who are the Reform Conservative and who knows what,
there's other Yehid.
And they'll write up again.
I don't think that get looks anything like ours.
I don't know. I don't know.
Reform certainly doesn't. But
I'm saying that I'm not sure what they have, but I'm sure you have people who are not Yerushalayim, and they'll write up again. And then
So then Bizman Azeh, this issue comes up again. Is it Kaidim Shalom Du? Is it Kaidim Shalom Du? So then what we're going to have to figure out is do we pass in like Rabba or Rabba?
Rabba was never a time of Lishma. Rabba held that even in the Mishnah, they would deal with Lishma. You agree that if you have a place that's not, you would deal with
it. No, but Rabba could be, he holds it's enough to Lishma of the Seifrim. He's not Chayshish that you'll find it in Ashba. It's likely. You find Ashba, same name. Could be he's not chayish shripa
kwa.
But this man has that there is no chashash. Oh, you mean because for the other cipher? Could be. Then it's even worse than Kaidim Shalom Du. Could be. Alright. Akapanim, this is the issue of the Taich of Pasul. Now, b'fanei nechtev kulay, b'fanei nechtem chetziyay. B'fanei nechtev, b'fanei nechtev kulay pasim. What taich nechtam chetziyay? How do you sign here for get? So Rashi says, echad min ha'edim. Rashi says, one of the edim. B'fanei nechtev chetziyay means echad min ha'edim. Question is Rashi Dafka or Lav Dafka? Obviously, if there are two Eidim, so Chetziah is one Eid. What does it have to get with three Eidim? And the Shliach says, I know the first two signatures. I don't know the third. I don't know. You bring your Shtarim. Does Rashi mean Echad min Ha'edim Usually there are two Eidim, so Echad min Eidim. Or does Rashi mean Echad min Eidim? Because if it's Chatzi Chasima, but it's two Eidim, so down the other ones from here, maybe it should be Kasha. So what's the din by Kulchem? That is Halacha by Kulchem, that if a man says to 10 people, write a shtar, and he says, Kulchem, I want you all to sign it, so the get has to be signed by all of them. Why? What's the reason? I believe it's a Makot Shaviyat from Ishlakish. What?
If you're going back to the Rav of Kulchem, the other one is still going.
Yeah, I'm just saying, why does he want all of them? What's his intention? So that is a machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish later. If Kulchem is Mishum Eidim, means I want 10 Eidim. Or Kulchem Mishum Tanai. And he really wants just 2 Eidim, but if it's Tanai, he wants everyone to have a part in the get. So if you hold Kulchem Mishum Tanai, so it's Pashit that you don't Nikiyim on the Tanai, only Nikiyim is on the Eidim. So then it's enough to sign 2 Eidim, finished. Question is, V'chayshish la'alocha that Kulchem Mishum Eidim. It means all 10 should be Eidim. The question is, do you need the Fanai Nechtav on all 10 or not, the way we pass it? We say if a man said, I want 10 Eidim, or 4 Eidim on my shtar, on my get. So he means all 4 should be Eidim. So do we need then to have a kium on all 4? Logically, what should be? Huh? Logically, Chayri should need. Dish this get needs 4 Eidim, 10 Eidim. In Shulchan Aruch, it says that you don't need. In Shulchan Aruch, Halach in Kufman Beis, if you're Zion, that if there are 4 Eidim, it's enough. He's Mekayim the first 2 signatures. The Shliach says, B'fai Nechtam, the first 2, that's good. That's not called Chetziyai. That's called Kulai. So Lehesber, why should it be that way? Huh?
What's the point of Kulchem?
You only need 2, but here you need 4. If, assuming the husband said Kulchem,
all you need is 2.
But if he said Kulchem, you don't have all 4, it's going to be possible. Nice. If he said Kulchem and only 2 signs, it's
so
possible.
It's only going to make it possible. So to go ahead and check up into it, you only need 2.
So to check into it should be enough too.
But you have to be more. Two things one is that in order to write it, you have that 4.
Maybe that's the part. Is that the part what?
But just the fundamental only need that the first thing. You can have Kiyum on the second too.
But if I have Kiyum, I don't need anything, right? If you have a Kiyum, then.
You can have Kiyum on half and.
Oh, half. You can't have Kiyum. I mean, you'll be half. 2 will be half.
So
you want to have Kiyum on 2 and
It's
getting a little confusing. Let's just go back to what says the Shulchan Aruch. You have 4 signatures, and the Shliach says before you get them on 2, the Shulchan Aruch says it's kosher.
And
half
maybe there's
4
people
and
they only
have
2.
You're saying one thing and Israel started to say something else. You're saying that we really don't know that the husband said Kulchem. Maybe there's some other reason that they have 4 signs. Well, I'm not going to be chayshish if there are 4 signatures that they're supposed to be 6. Why should I be chayshish? But when I see 4 signatures, I have to ask myself, why are there 4 signatures here? So I have to answer something.
Once you have the guys bringing together, that's the needle in the world. I mean, you know that not to start not to leave. You trust me that the pocket that you was in front of us, and then you didn't find out. I mean, you know that he's not. You can only us 2. The other 2 what? If he's lying and he made up the start time, the other 2 is then to find out on the floor. You wouldn't know me.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Alright, so maybe the Hasbro is because we're Mesupik, it's only a Sufik if he said Kulchem. You have 4 signatures, we're only Mesupik if he meant Kulchem. Maybe. But what about the other thing? What about saying that once I'm a Kayim two, there's a certain cheskes kashrus that the shtar has. I'm a Kayim two signatures. Konei nechtav on two signatures. So maybe that gives the shtar a certain assumption of kashrus. What?
No,
Migu is only good if they say something with a Migu. If they say we don't know with a Migu, we believe that they don't know. It doesn't matter. They don't know what's with the list. No, I'm not Chesham Degri Shachar, but I'm worried the other two Eidim are Mizuyev. Why is it not Chesham? The Shliach is the one who's speaking. So he's saying, the first two signatures I saw, not the last two. Now, Chesham know that the husband forged the other two. Not the Shliach, the Shliach is honest.
If he wouldn't have forged the other two, if the husband
would
have left the other two, he would have left
the blind,
it would be good.
No, maybe the man said,
so
maybe the husband said,
why would he have to say, why would he have to write those two if he's giving it to me? He doesn't gain anything by forging these two.
You could just abolish the kolchem.
Right.
What incentive is there to break the last two?
I don't know about the kolchem. You might as well just give it to me and say, here, take it there to Israel. Take it there to Israel.
Maybe that's the pshat. What chashash is there? Why should I be chashish v'ziyuf? There's no incentive for the husband to do a ziyuf. Because if he wants, he could just say, I don't need the last two, I only want the first two.
Not the husband.
That's a good svara.
The other is that he says to these four people, go right out to the shot and sign. So they go out and then follow me, and they start dealing with it, and two guys walk out. So these guys don't know what to do, so they just sign
another
two.
So the husband has no incentive to do it. So that's true. Just saying maybe the agent had an incentive to be Messiah.
Two people left, so they want to just finish this thing up, so they just sign. What?
No, it could be the husband said, I want four. And he sent them. The case there, he said, Kulchem. And afterwards, it was two and two, and that's and then it became a problem. Maybe, I don't know, they're friendly with the husband. Maybe we should be worried about the husband and not about the friends. What do you say to that? What incentive do they even have? Eidan Chayt of Alaylon. What incentive do they have to forge two more?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pay, they took responsibility for it.
You said
the first guy
said that there are other signatures, you said maybe they only signed it to take up the
right. That's why I said
so
the first two.
The whole thing, that whole thing falls off, and then you check those two signatures also.
It's not just. And that's what I was saying, that's what I was saying. Maybe you have to check all of it. If it takes four to make it kosher, you should need funny nechtav on all four. The pashtus is, if it takes four to make it kosher, you should need funny nechtav on all four. But this is why we're looking for taka teretz. All right, we have two mahalchim in this sifre shulchan aruch. What? Because it's our geyser. They made a gzeira that we don't go past the chaskus kashrus, neither funny nechtav. Now, the b'fanei nechtam, right? Maybe once the b'fanei nechtam on the first two is verified, it's a new shtar. It's a shtar with the kiyum of two eidim. Maybe it's better. Could be any two of them. Maybe not the first two. It could be any two. Basically, we have two ma'am. The halach in Shulchan Aruch says there's nobody who argues. The halach in Shulchan Aruch in Simikuf Ben Beis, if you're dying, is taka that it's kosher. Those Rashi Echad Min Ha'edim is dafka. That's the halach. And the Beis Shmuel taka asked the kasha that I asked you. The Beis Shmuel asks, we pass the Greg Yechana. That if he says kulchem, they all have to sign, or else it's possible again. It's outside this. So why are we passing the Greg Yechana? Why here? Do we say, if you only have two, it's good? So we have two possible mahalchim. Either mahalach to say that we don't know for sure there was a kulchem. It's only a suffix. Maybe the husband said kulchem, maybe he didn't. So in the suffix, we're not going to b'fanei nechtav. Or to say that the shtar is a cheskos kashrus. And once two eidim sign, we could assume, we give it, a stav shtar is a cheskos kashrus to Rabbanu Abayzim. A shtar with two signed signatures on it, that's even better, and that, we're not going to be guys that we're not going to pass them. Now, for me, the two reasons will be if we know the person said kulchem, you need all four. When you say Alpha Cheskes Kashrus, Shabbat Cheskes Kashrus. Alright, so this is our issue with the Taich of Chetzia. If Chetzia means Echa min Ha'edim, or it means a portion of the Edim, no matter how many there are. So the Mishnah Vaita. Echol Omar b'fonai nechtav, Echol Omar b'fonai nechtam. Pasul. Shnai Maimer b'fonu nechtav, Echol Omar b'fonai nechtam. Pasul. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. So we're going to see at the Gemara how Vaita Rabbi Yehuda's Machlekes is. Echol Omar b'fonai nechtav. Shnai Maimer b'fonenu nechtam. Kosher. If one says b'fonenu nechtav, which means that on the shash shalay l'shma you have the shliach, and shnayim ayimrim b'faneinu nechtam, you do a kim on the signatures, so that combines and that's kosher. So basically we have in the Mishnah three categories. The first four cases are pasul l'kuli alma. The last case is kosher l'kuli alma. The middle two cases are machlekes reviewed in the chacham. So basically, it's, was it 4, 2, and 1? Am I right? Or did I count wrong? Right? It's four cases. Pasul. Echad efan echad efanay nechtam. Pasul. Shnei efan echad efanay nechtam. Pasul. Yehuda argues on both. So we have four cases. Everyone else is pasul. Two cases that are machlaikis. And the last case, everyone else is kash. Alright. Zakti Gemara hasul amali. Tonal echad azimna. Maybe getting dina sayam. Sorry. Shnei efan echad nechtam. And for the Gemara, imi ahi have amin etzarech v'iloyam ar kosher kamash molar. The side of Tzuget Seich in Brachis tez vavam et beis. What does Masechtas Brachis have to do with this? There's a general shaila in Shas. When you have a sugi in Shas that says tzarech, you have to do something. Is it ma'akif or is it not ma'akif? When in the Gemara, you learn a Gemara. The Gemara Tesvav says, HaKaira Shema, Tzarech, Sheyashmi Ala Oznai. You say Kriya Shema, some people daven very low. They don't say Kriya Shema loud enough that they can hear it. Gemara says, no. HaKaira Shema, Tzarech, Sheyashmi Ala Oznai. Not to scream it. You have to say it with a voice. If you're not saying it with a voice, then what? The Gemara, does Tzarech mean it's Ma'akiv? Well, the tzarech, the word tzarech, doesn't mean it's not ma'akif. Our Gemara is saying that from the Mishnah on the Bezam and Aleph, I would think it's not ma'akif. Why? Because the word tzarech doesn't say ma'akif. Tzarech sheyoymar b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. What does tzarech mean? Does tzarech mean you must and it's ma'akif? What does tzarech mean? It must, but it's not ma'akif. Our Gemara is mechadish that tzarech v'ilo yomar kosher. That tzarech means you're supposed to do it, but if you fail to do it, it's kosher. Rashi on Daf Tezvav in Brachas Taka says that takar shema tzarech yeshmi lo oznai. Rashi says that it's not ma'akif. Rashi's lashon is tzarech lachatchila mashma. The word tzarech, that's the aside that we learned here in this Gemara and that Gemara in Brachas. That the word tzarech is mashma lachatchila, it's not mashma, it's ma'akif. There's another place where we have this in Masechtas Megillah. It says aseres b'nei haman tzarech l'mimrinu b'neshima achas. That the aseres b'nei haman, when you lay the Megillah, have to be said in one breath. So Tosfos there writes, Tzarech means l'chatchila. B'di'evet, it's not ma'akiv in the Megillah. If you don't say that, Tzarech ne'ham v'neshima achas, it's not ma'akiv. We talk of Paskin that way in Tofresh Tzadik, in Hilchos Megillah, that it's not ma'akiv. The third place is by the Targum on letters. The Gemara says, and we discussed this at some point, that the Isis. Seven letters in the Torah have to be written with Targum on it. Mm-hmm. Which seven letters? Shatnez Getz have to be written with three Targum on it. So the Gemara says, Sheva Oisiyais Tzrichin Ziyune, Flush of the Gemara. And the Rambam writes that it's l'chatchila, that it's not ma'akif. You have a sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs where the zion is missing. They forgot to put the proper targum on the Shana's get letters. So the Rambam says it's not ma'akif. How does the Rambam know it's not ma'akif? Pashtus, because the Gemara says tzarech, tzarech, l'chatchila mashma. So this is all would be rather glatt. I think I mentioned to you seven letters have three tagim. That says in Gemara. There are six letters that have one tag. Remember that? Six letters in the Sefer Torah have to have one tag. That is Chaya Bedek. It's not an easy thing to remember. Ches Yud Hei Beis Dalet Kuf. But what is easier to remember are the ones that have no tagim spell out the name Meleches Sefer, the work of a Sefer. Mem Lamed Aleph Chof Sof Samach Vav Pei Resh. Those other letters have no tagim. Meleches Sefer. Chaya Bedek has one tag. That's certainly not Ma'akiv. That doesn't say in the Gemara. Shana's Get is the one that's a Shiloh. Shin Ayin Tes Nun Zayin Gimel Tzadik. Those seven letters have three targim, Sarach Lissiyuve, and that we paskin that it's the Rambam at least paskin the Chatzilah. There is a bit of a tumult over this issue, and that is that there are a couple of places where we find a mashmois differently. One is in Birchas HaGaymel, Benching Gaymel. The Gemara says, by Benching Gaymel, Tzorech le'uduyei kamei asara. Le'uduyei, Lashem of being Haida. Tzorech le'uduyei kamei asara. Tzorech. You have to say it in front of 10 people. What's the din if someone benched Gaymel in front of less than a minion? In front of one person or two people or himself? He benched Gaymel. Is he Yaitza, or does he have to bench Gaimel again? So the Torah says, it's in ratio test, that it's only Mechatchila 10. If you did in front of one, two, or three, Yaitza, which is fine. The Pella is the words of the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says, Zu Svaras Rabbeinu, B'diok Lishna de Gemara. This is the Svara Rabbeinu of the Torah, B'diok. Of the Lashna Gemara Tzarech, the Ein Adiok Nira Be'Einai, he says, Adarava, Lishna the Tzarech, Mashma, Sheesh Ikuv Bedavar. Tell it the opposite of Al Gemara. Lishna the Tzarech, Mashma, Sheesh Ikuv Bedavar. The word Tzarech is Mashma, it's Ma'akiv. And the Beis Yosef does it one other place that I'm aware of, and that is in Hilchos Tzitzis. There's a question if the tzitzis certainly have to be put on the beggar and the shema, the shema it's a tzitzis. What about the spinning of the threads, tviya? Do you need tviya l'shema? Do you need that the thread should be spun l'shema? So there, again, the Beis Yosef writes, and it's a Siman Yud Aleph, that it says Tzorach Tviya L'Shma. Tzorach is Mashmat Ma'akiv. So it's a bit of a problem. The Shitas HaBeis Yosef, there's a Tveres Yisrael and Mishnayis at the end of the 7th parak of B'chayris. He has a long Tveres Yisrael, B'chayris, end of parak Zayin, and there's a Steichemet in Chelek Dalet of the Stechemet, I think it was page 486, Merechas HaTzadik, they asked this kasha on the Beis Yosef, what's going on with the Beis Yosef? Tzarech is like a chilo mashma. It's like a riddle. You have to figure out why these two cases should be different. Why should tzitzis and goyim will be different? You know, tzitzis and goyim, we start thinking, maybe the rices are different, rabbanim are different, but you have ones that are rice and ones that are rabbanim. Tviya is the rice, and goyim is the rabbanim. And by both, he says the word tzarech is mashma, that it's likula mashma. The lashon is a lashon that it's a klal, tzarech likula mashma. So I don't see a teretz. I try, you know, if I can really try to figure out what's different about these two, what's unique about these two. I don't know. What? The Tiferes Yisrael and the Stechemet. And in the Shem HaMitzion HaBa'alocha here, that's why I found that he takes and sued these Narmakayas. And he has to, yeah.
The Lashon Gemara in Brahma is exactly the opposite of Rav Mar. There it goes and it says, why do you need to walk like two people? Why do you go? That he says, I might think the word Tzarek ain't like Hakama, Kamashmon. I would think Tzarek is Ma'akim, Kamashmon, that is not.
Therefore,
I'm saying, but here, the opposite, here we're saying Tzarek is like, that's why you need it. The Gemara has to say both Halacha to tell me it's not Ma'akim.
Yeah, we just took care of it. I would have thought Tzarek is not Ma'akiv. Avishta says it is Ma'akiv. It's possible.
The Gemara Brachos in Shulchan Aruch there says, if I didn't have this halacha like both of these, I would say that Tzarek is Emoi Takana,
Ma'akim.
Well, we had to say that halacha is like both of them to tell you that no, here the word Tzarek is not Ma'akim.
Here the word Tzarek.
In Brachos.
You mean it's not a cloud that Tzarek is always Mashmah?
Here it's Mashmah Tzarek in the Mashmah Tzarek is kosher, and here is Mashmah Emoi Takana.
I didn't see it that way. I'll have to see. I don't know. There's a Gemara later on Daflam and Hayom in Days, I believe. Gemara says about being made for Nedarim. Tzarech lefarei to sanedir. Gemara says tzarech lefarei. Ain't it tzarech? Or papa mitzarech. The tzarech lefarei to sanedir. That when you go to be mati neder or lefarei to nedarim or mefer nedarim, tzarech lefarei to nedarim. Means if you go for hataras nedarim in front of a bez, you have to tell them what the neder is. Now, Allah says you have to tell all three. You have to tell at least one of them what the neder is. And Tzarech Lefarek is Haneder. There, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Ma'akiv. The Rambam says, I should say, the Shulchan Aruch says it's Ma'akiv, Klar. Shulchan Aruch says that it's Ma'akiv, you're not Mefarek to Neder. Which means that if you're not to Neder without being Mefarek, and I don't think they're Chokim on the page in your day, in Kosis Natal. The Tiferes Yisrael, in his Big Arichus and Bechonis Perek Zayin, he goes to town on this. He has problems with this. Now, why should Tzarech mean that it's Ma'akiv? So where did the Shulchan Aruch get that Tzarech is Ma'akiv? And he brings the Lashon HaRambam and he says, I think the Rambam is Mashmah, it's not Ma'akiv. That Tzarech Lefarinet is not Ma'akiv. Not like what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's hard for the Tiferes Yisrael to argue. The Tiferes Yisrael is relatively recently to argue the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says Tzarech, Lefarek is Haneder, and he says that Tzarech doesn't mean that it's Ma'akiv. Shulchan Aruch says Ma'akiv. He says it doesn't mean it's Ma'akiv. And Nishna Deb, he brings Lashon HaRambam, it's Mashmah, not Ma'akiv. Then he says an interesting thing. He says, you think I'm a Chadish something? We're all naive this way. When we do Hataras Nedarim in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we say Achdu Una Rabbeisai Ki Rabim Hein V'Yefshu Lafarta. Okay, Ani Mevakish Malach Matara It Kilu Isi Parta. When we do Hataras Nedarim in Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're not Mefarta Neder. We say Rabim Hein V'Yefshu Lafarta, which always bothers me because I don't have Rabim. I don't have a lot of Nedarim that I made the last year. Unless it's Hanhogas Taibis that I started and I didn't keep, I don't know. But anyway, we say Kiram, maybe Epshel Lefarta. Maybe we mean Klal Yisrael, it's Rabbin. But anyway, it's Yeshua Harta. Again, you obey Nechem, Kilo Yisi Panta. So as the Tiferes Yisrael, we see that it's not Ma'akiv. I the Shulchan Aruch, alright, the Beis Yosef for some reason seems to hold that Tzarech is Ma'akiv. But La Halacha, Tiferes Yisrael is not Paskening, he's just a fact fake Ma'ai on this idea that it's Ma'akiv. And this needs, the truth is, the best would be if we would find someone who gives us a guideline that when it says that this way it's ma'akev, that way it's not. Right now I don't have any such ma'akev. So right now we just have a tmina on the Beis Yosef. In other words, we're accepting kapashtas ha'gemara tzarech l'chatchila mashma. We have the Beis Yosef in three places now, by tviya lishma, by benching gaimu, and by Afaras Nedarim, Ataras Nedarim, where he says that it's ma'akiv. In all three, we don't really have a klar hezber shita sabes Yosef how it's mashma. The raya, the Tiferes Yisrael's raya from Erev Hashanah, I don't think is a good raya. Why? Why? You know why you have to be mefarit the neder? Why do you have to be mefarit the neder? Why? The reason is because there are certain nedarim that Bez is not supposed to be matan neder. If you're going to come into Bez and you say, I made a neder for his bar mitzvah, I made a neder, I'm a davar minyan every day, I can't do it, be matan neder. Bez is not supposed to be matan such a neder. If someone will come to Bez and say, I made a davar minyan every day, and now Khalil, I'm sick, I can't go, then Bez will be matan. But if a person says, it's hard for me, I was neder, the Lashon is sheyesh by ninud mitzvah. A neder that has in it an Indian of mitzvah, that's not supposed to be matter. I saw a tshuva in the Debrecina Rav Sefer. Someone made a neder that he's not going to have a television in his house. So he asked the Debrecina Rav if he could be matter such a neder. I always wondered why he went to Debrecina Rav. He should have at least gone to some modern, But Pashtus, it's a nidu and mitzvah. I saw someone in the tshuvas, someone who made a neder not to smoke. I'm not saying such a shaila. Is that nidu and mitzvah? It is. So at any rate, why are we matin neder? Why are nifar at nidarim? Because certain nidarim, you can't be matin. When you go wherever Shoshana to the Bez, you say befeirish. You say, kirameim v'yashul afartam. And then you say that on those nedarim that it's the eshel lahatiram ain ani mevakeish nemalaschem atar alayim. Say beferish, the ones that you're not supposed to be matir, I'm not asking for taras nedarim. I'm only asking on the ones that you could. So really, the Tiferes Yisrael's raya is not such a raya. What's the Tiferes Yisrael say? You see, being mefarad in neder is not ma'akiv because there are Hashem and not mefarad. It's true and not mefarad, but we avoid the need to be mefarad. Because we're saying that on those nedarim that it's that you're not supposed to be matir, ain't any mevakish mimalas matar alay. So really, the raya is not such a strong raya, because it's a raya, you're right. It's a raya that you can go to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, listen, I'm ashamed of what I did. I don't want to tell you. If I could be matinah, I'd be matinah. No, I'm not in there tonight. So for that, it's a raya. But it's not a raya in the underlying question. When the Gemara says, Tzorach l'faret hasaneder, the Gemara means in a regular case. So to prove that every Tzorach l'faret, you don't have to be faret, and you can just ask the Torah straight, that's not a raya. Then the clue doesn't mean that's not a raya. Okay. So we dealt with three words today. The word puzzle, a statue word puzzle. What's taich chetziyai? It's an echad min ha'edim or chetziyai. And what's the taich tzorach? The three taich words today. We have one more taich word. I'll just introduce you to what we're going to work on tomorrow. And I assume you all made a laning. And I told you the first few blad are relatively easy until that few zayin. The soft desire, easy part. We're going to deal with tomorrow is the next Gemara. Hai chetzai. Before nechtav chetzai. Nechtav kulay pas. Hai chetzai. Ilay me chetzai rishin hamer rabbalaz. Afilu lekazev al shita achas l'shma shonei ditzaref. Halam ravashi chetzai achar. What is the taj shita achas l'shma? What does shita achas l'shma mean? Or shita rishayna was the lashon. Shita achas l'shma. Rashi is very clear. Rashi says shita achas, shita rishayna, sheba, shema ish, ve'ayisha, ve'azman. What is Rashi saying? The way I understand Rashi, you don't need the whole thing shita l'shma. You need the shema ish, shema isha, zman. Call that the tarith of the get. These three things you need should be l'shma. Everything else, Tzai says, you don't need l'shma. That's the way I would read Rashi. Tosfos on Hey Amid Beis, where this Gemara was brought, Tosfos said, one line Tosfos, Pirish alayra alashita rishayna, the mistama saimai l'shma. Tosfos says, the first line you have to know is written l'shma. Why? Because mistama saimai l'shma. If you wrote the first line l'shma, probably you continued. If you start telling l'shma, stoma means, if you know, you don't think anything but fairish, stoma l'shma. I mentioned to you that we have a similar din by kachim. Kayin does shchita l'shma. So the Kabbalah Sadam, Zrika Sadam, you don't have to be fairish think l'shma, because stoma l'shma. If you start l'shma, the rest is l'shma. This seems to be here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds Shita Rishayna means if you do the first three lines of Shema, automatically everything is in the assumption of the Shema. Rashi seems to disagree. So Rashi says Shita Rishayna, Shaba Shema Isha Isha Vazman. Some Nusach that has everything in the first line, it's not our Nusach, there's everything in the first line, and it seems from Rashi that you need that Shemil Shema.
Yeah, the rest of it is from the Shema.
Well, it's Labdak, the rest isn't, but it sounds like the rest doesn't have to be. Because otherwise,
according to Tosfos, I can understand that the beginning is Lishma, the end is Lishma, and the middle is
Lishma. Well, Tosfos is saying that if you see a person sit down to do something, if you start with Lishma, what kind of a, you have to be crazy in the middle to switch to Shalai Lishma? Why would he do that? If he doesn't know that's
the
Lishma,
why would the first line Lishma, not the rest of the Lishma?
So Tosfos holds, so why would he do that?
Exactly, like to Rashi also.
But to Rashi, I hear what you're saying, but Rashi, if Rashi holds like Tosfos, Rashi should have just said Shita Rishayna, period. Who cares what it said in Shita Rishayna?
Normally, if you do
Shema Yishu Yishu, you can say Lishma. But not if you do this, let's say you start with a nice Nusach, you write, Tebezes Hashem Yisbarach, Chayni Modem Das, you write all, okay, well, I'd like you to do for tomorrow. First of all, look at the Rishash on Rashi. And then learn Simin Kuf Mem Beis Siftes Vav. And the Shmuel, and particularly Taz Yud Gimel, which all this we're going to hopefully do tomorrow. We'll go back to the Gemara as well. So this week.